The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Good morning! Good morning! Good afternoon, of course, if you are anywhere east of the West Coast time, Pacific Coast time zone. And in Australia, I suppose you're somewhere... What time is it in Australia, folks? It's morning in Australia, pretty sure. It's Tim Heidecker here. It's April 15th, the Ides of April.
It's
called the Ides
now?
Of April, folks.
Like
beauty. A beautiful, beautiful spring day here in the city of Glendale, California. Happy to be alive. Happy to be sharing this morning with you. Wonderful office hours community. I wish nothing but the best for each and every one of you. A lot of you know that I spent the weekend calling each and every one of you.
Hi, Dad.
I called. Raise your hand if you got a personal call from me.
Come here.
Raise your hand in the Zoom room if you got a personal call. I spent about 20 minutes with you, Daniel Friedman. You don't remember that? You drunk? You pothead? I called him up Saturday morning. I said, I want to check in on you. Make sure you're okay. Zach Alexander, I talked to you Saturday night. That was a great chat. And that's what I do. I spend my weekends, my kids saying, Daddy, Daddy, let's play in the park. Teach me how to play soccer. Who's that, my kids?
Yep.
Daddy, Daddy, teach me t-ball and whatnot. I say, no! I got responsibilities to the office hours community. I'm making one-on-one connections with each and every one of you. And people like Zach and Daniel and these people out there who are denying it are liars. Damn you. Matt, get dressed. Producer Matt Carlin here, ladies and gentlemen. We got DJ Doug Pound behind me on my right. And the great one, Vicky D.
Good morning.
Vicky D.
I just realized I have this like echo, chaos pad over here. And I've been using it and I just realized that it's not actually... hooked up to the whole system.
Very good.
So not going to be using that today. So sorry if you, my echo heads out there.
I'll double my echo.
Okay.
We're going to make it despite this technical setback.
Stressful.
It is a big day. And I believe I would say there's a pretty good chance we've got a higher listenership today. I know for a fact that my own mother wrote me. I heard Dionne Warwick is going to be on the show. She says, I'll tell you what, she doesn't say that when we've got the guy from Pavement coming on. You know what I mean?
It's true. My mom texted me and said, OMG, I love Dionne. So
there you go. The truth? Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, she's slated to appear today at 10:30 in about 25 minutes, almost a half hour. Is that 100% guaranteed? I mean, Matt, you've been in touch with her representatives. It's as far as we're concerned, it's booked.
It's not a troll.
Confirmed.
Triple confirmed.
Multiple messages.
And we're going to get to the bottom of this. She's been, I don't want to say harassing me, but she has been reaching out to me to a degree which is unusual for someone of her status. And so to anybody new watching, including my mom and family members who don't particularly partake in the office hours experience on a regular basis, I welcome you. welcome my family members.
And
even I welcome Vic's mother.
Aww.
I welcome her into my arms.
I know what I do, Mama.
And I'll be spending the summer with Vic's mom, actually. We got a place in Cape May, New Jersey. We got a beach house in Cape May, New Jersey.
Am I invited now and then?
No, no, no. Oh, it's going to be just okay. You and just me and your mother.
Oh, it's cool.
And we're going to be surfing and body surfing and barbecuing and everything else.
Mommy, mommy.
And you're not invited. Your dad's not invited. Stay the hell away from us. Okay?
All right. You can borrow one of my
dad's
Miatas.
And in the fall, you're going to start calling me daddy.
You deserve a go.
That's right, Vic. Come September, you've got a new daddy.
I love you, daddy. What I'm trying to say is I never really had a daddy.
Well, we have so much to get to. Should we say good morning to someone, Matt? Say good morning.
Of course we should.
My energy levels were at a 10. Now they're at an 8, and they're diminishing quickly. So let us keep the show going. Who's there?
Yes. Spencer.
Spencer, the inventor from Spencer's Gifts.
That's right.
Spencer, what's the big gift that everyone's talking about this season? Now that we're coming out of quarantine and people are going out now and they're going out to the stores, what gift at Spencer's Gift is everyone talking about back there at the home office?
Oh, they're really into these new mugs.
Oh,
we do dirty stuff on them, like cuss words.
Oh,
and
shit.
Private parts.
Oh, that's great. You know what they should do is have a mug with dog dew inside. So you look down there and say, my dog shit in my mug.
It's already been done.
That's great to hear. What about lava lamps and those globes that you touch and the electricity comes off them? Any new developments there?
I feel like we've kind of, we've exhausted that lane, I feel, a little bit.
You pushed it to the limit, yeah. Well, let me ask you, what's up? Do you have a question for me?
I do actually. I really was fascinated with your hair journey throughout all this.
My what?
Kind of quarantine. Your hair journey.
My hair journey. Yes, it's looking good today. By the way, we're all dressed for the Warwick occasion.
I'm a hairy.
Yeah,
guy.
You look great.
That's why we're all dressed up.
This is real shit.
I was curious when you got your haircut. What were some keywords that you gave the stylist to get it to a point that you're happy with?
Well, did you hear my whole hair saga on the show? We went through this a few weeks ago, a month ago, when I did get my hair cut.
Well, yeah. I was just looking for, words for myself to when I go to that place.
Well, I don't recall any. I said, I mean, the key thing was I said I'd like the way it looked about a month or so ago when it was grown in and it was kind of cool. But now I look, like I'm deranged and I'm living under a bridge. But
it's a snip.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. What I'm disappointed in most about this community, who I call every weekend, is no one's gone ahead and made a time lapse of my year, because you've got this beautiful shot right here, which is really quite a beautiful shot. It doesn't really change. Doug, you can imagine what people could do with this. Every week I'm putting myself in front of you, and we're seeing growth. We're seeing the hair slowly, week by week, ding, 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 beards coming in. And then it goes vamoose. Now, how wonderful would it be to experience, Vic,
we've had zero.
Matt, are there cuts of this that I haven't been shown? I mean, what? This seems like low hanging fruit, my friends.
It's about to be a white boy summer.
Like those morph things and from the Michael Jackson video.
Sure.
The black or white video.
Oh, there's plenty of precedent for this.
Yeah.
We have wonderfully talented video editors amongst us right now in the room, but also out there in the world watching the show.
So if they cut these together, what's the bit? It just looks cool.
It's just seeing my hair grow.
What do they put Van Halen's right now below it?
Right now.
We've got to do some videos. Let's
there you
make
go.
A video.
I mean, why not? People would be creaming over this. I mean, we're looking for that million view video, and I think we have it if somebody dares to do it. And it really would be quite simple. I could do it, but I'm too busy calling the Zoom community.
Father, our hearts.
That'd take a lot of work, though, because there's like
Oh, would it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to download all the videos and go episode by. That's a lot of work.
I understand. I don't know.
Let us just quickly get through the city of the day. Get that out of the way.
The city of the day.
And by the way, we have this beautiful orchestral version of the city of the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That I believe we should all listen to in the after hours today.
Matt.
Don't you agree?
Holy
agree. I also am going to reveal something in the after hours today regarding something the boys were working on earlier this week that everyone's been talking about online.
And I think
wondering.
And also, Doug has a
video.
Special video.
Right.
What's it called, Doug?
It's a world premiere video of March of the Ding Dings.
So that's at patreon.com/officehourslive. The show ends here at 11. You guys all know the drill. Come on over and we will do all that fun stuff, that secret stuff that you got to pay for. Did you see the paywall for the Reuters? This was hilarious. The Reuters company, they do the news. They put up a pay. They're saying we're going behind the paywall, which I understand. And this is the new model. I'm doing it, of course, with On Cinema. Oscar special coming, highnetwork.tv. Right. I feel like Brody Stevens today for some reason.
Okay.
I feel like he's in me right now. His spirit of Brody is in me today, which is a
very
wonderful thing.
Interesting.
Reuters is going beyond the paywall, Doug. What do you think their monthly subscription is to get access to the Reuters news?
The monthly subscription, probably $5.
$5.
I'd say $9.99.
$9.99. Matt, you might know the answer to this. So if you
$14.99.
$14.99. $34 a month.
Me.
Well, they're reselling it. It makes sense.
For news.
Yeah, you buy Reuters and then you resell that news.
Are you getting Brody? You getting Brody drops in there? Okay. At least there's
Some news. I mean, that's not for the layman. These are for newsmen who are looking for the news. Right?
Newsmen.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a service that, you know, Podunk News pays, and then
they
distribute
it out. They just like copy and paste it into their own.
That must be a whole separate deal. That's a whole separate deal. This is just for your base user.
Oh, just for some loser off the street.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I got to find out what's going on.
I'll take
in
the
world.
Times for $9.99, thanks.
I'll go to freenewsdaily.com. I get the news. I get the news I need on the weather report. I can gather all the news I need on the weather report. Vic?
I was trying to harmonize.
Only living boy in New York. Yeah. Simon Garfunkel. City of the day is Columbus, Georgia. And the city of the day is brought to you by the 7-Eleven. Oh, we're working with 7-Eleven now. That's cool. 7-Eleven Cop Slop Slurpee. Attention all pigs. Need a quick meal on the go?
It says that in the copy.
It does not. I adjusted considering the times in which we live. Attention piggies. Need a quick meal on the go? Well, now there's a fast, easy, and fun way to eat. Forget 9-11, just pop into a 7-Eleven and fill the Cop Slop Slurpee machine with donuts, coffee, hot dogs, Kit Kats, or whatever else you need, and you'll have a meal ready to suck down in seconds. 7-Eleven is proud to provide our men in blue with hot, satisfying Slurpees that have everything a cop needs to get through his day.
Thank you for calling Colin Studios host and call screener line.
Oh, dear. Hello. Who's there?
Biggie. Come on, Biggie.
Hey, control room. Tighten up in there. We got a legend coming earlier. Coming later. Tighten it up. I don't want to hear none of that. No more mistakes. Meanwhile, we're probably no longer live. They're in there plugging things in. Anyway, no, we love and respect you guys in there, please. Everyone knows that. Best of all, Cop Slop is free for all cops. Just do us a favor and keep an eye on our stores if you don't mind, especially during this most sensitive time of year. God bless you, 7-Eleven. Thanks for joining us in this partnership. 7-Eleven, full disclosure, 7-Eleven is providing office hours with 24/7 concierge service. Have you heard about this, Matt? Did you talk to the... We were on the call. I was very surprised by this.
They told me. I was
this
impressed.
This is an offer to Vic and Doug and myself and Matt and our crew here and patron members. Just connect to the 7-Eleven app and you'll have 24/7 concierge service. That means anything that you could get at 7-Eleven, you can now get at home within minutes. Log in and get your cigarettes, Lay's potato chips, Slurpees, car accessories and whatnot.
Does mystery meats in the roller?
The roller stuff, the hot dogs, the microwavable burritos.
Burrito bomb.
And I tried it the other night. I'm telling you, I ordered about, I don't know, $75 worth of stuff, gum, a couple magazines. Within 10 minutes, I had two bags at my front door.
What magazines do you read?
Guns and Ammo, Hustler, Men's Health, The Sporting News, Times, Rolling Stone. People are mad at Rolling Stone because apparently they thank you for the music.
I didn't know if well, there was another ad.
Kind of was still
going. Right, yeah.
Apparently, Rolling Stone is owned by the Saudi Arabians or something like that. They're like, you know, owned by one of these conglomerates, one of these Trump buddy.
Everybody just.
So they were telling people to stop reading Rolling Stone. I wonder if Dionne Warwick was ever on the cover of Rolling Stone. I'm going to guess not.
I don't think so, but I mean, she's not technically. You know, rock music?
Not yeah, exactly. But they've got
I mean, Rolling Stone has everybody on.
But she's on the ballot to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
that
this year.
That is very exciting. Huge. She can join acts such as Foghat, Mike and the Mechanics, many more.
Everything's vibrating.
Now, we got many oh, let me take another call real quick because I feel like once Dion gets on, it's going to be all over for the Zoomers.
Right.
Unless we have a hothead hotline standing by since we heard that.
We do.
God, I can't burp when Dionne Warwick is on, right? I've got to clear clear it out.
Hello, baby.
I've got this carbonated soda here. I should stay away from that.
608, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Rush.
Drop this person.
Long-time listener.
Drop him. Drop him now.
Hello?
Yeah, what is
it?
Hello? All right.
Well,
get him out of here.
I'm real hot.
Get him out of here.
I'm real hot.
I'm trying.
I'm real hot.
Let him.
Computer won't try.
Drop him or let him talk. Which one is it?
Say what you want to say, man.
Maybe he's got a bit.
Well, now I dropped him.
Drop him.
Oh,
somebody else, please.
You know, Rachel Maddow has been on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Well, I have one that's pre-screened and...
What's your favorite Rachel Maddow album?
9-4.
Has she really been on the cover?
I'm looking at it here. God. I mean, maybe it's a joke.
9-5-4.
By the way, I stopped watching all those shows.
Yeah,
I don't watch any of these shows.
It's entertainment news.
It's junk.
Don't watch it.
I'm going back to periodicals. Forget these.
You know what I watch?
Sites.
It's baseball season, baby. I'm watching Dodgers baseball. Basically, whenever it's on, I'm watching that for hours. And I'm told the family knows, do not disturb Daddy when he's watching his Dodgers. Don't even get near him. No, I watch it with the kids. I teach them about life through the game of baseball, how to be competitive, how to be smart, how to be respectful.
How to be smart.
How to work. I mean, the baseball guys are not the brightest bulbs, you know, but.
954, are you on the line? Is that you talking?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Yes, what is it?
Okay, Tim, I know you're a Howard Stern fan, and I feel like that you're too savvy to be one still. That that bit you were talking about last week about the Richard Christie cutting up tapes,
yeah.
I mean, it's so elementary, and I feel like you have a more sophisticated, ironic view, and it kind of pains me that you can't sniff out Howard Stern's hypocrisy and his blatant racism and misogyny.
Fuck off! How about that? There's my nuance.
Of course, I mean, you
whatever makes me laugh makes me laugh. That's all there is to it. If I put on a Adam Sandler movie that makes me laugh, then God bless him. If I put on something that I'm supposed to think is funny and I don't, then it can go fuck itself. Now, if I'm listening to Stern, which I don't really do every day, I listen to it whenever. Sometimes I haven't listened. There'll be weeks where I don't listen. I happen to tune in, and I was crying at the stupidity.
Stupidity.
It's fucking funny, man. Just everybody chill out.
What a funny
Nobody's
guy.
Perfect.
Nobody's going to be, you know, I mean, obviously, you're talking about Stern's racism and all the misogyny and shit. Obviously, you look at culture in general 20, 30 years ago, it's a different place. It's hardly recognizable.
Tim. Okay.
My son was watching this movie called The Emperor's New Groove. When the hell is that from? 99 or 2000? There's all sorts of gay jokes in that. It's like,
with Parasite.
Huh?
The movie that won the Oscar. Parasite won the Oscar last year, right?
Parasite?
Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yes, Parasite. So Howard Stern made fun of it by saying, I can't watch it because it's a ching-chong movie.
Well, fuck him for saying that.
Not ironic. Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
Does that mean I throw the baby out with the bathwater, man? Grow up! Get him out of here. Drop him.
Thank you for your call.
He's so mad. He's enjoying it. He loves it. Oh, he's a psycho, I see.
Is this Robert De Niro?
Jesus. Yeah, what is this? Cape Fear? What is this? The Cape Fear line? Calling in from Cape Fear?
Jesus Christ!
He's in the basement right now.
I'm trying to see a movie here. I took my kids to see Problem Child. And there's this lunatic.
Sorry, I'm doing old bits. But
the lunatic sitting in the front row laughing his ass off. God damn it. Stay away from my daughter. Juliet Lewis.
God damn it. I got to stop picking up these hotheads.
I know.
Driving me nuts.
It gets you real hot.
Need I say much more?
Like what you like, hate what you hate. Live your life.
Hashtag happy.
I have a great new rule. People are asking me for rules. Great new baseball rule, folks. I love it. I watch it. I enjoy it. I find it very soothing. I also get...
Oh, that's going to get hot, man.
I find it be a nice thing to care about that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Care about something that doesn't matter is very good to have that in your life, I think. If you have something that doesn't ultimately matter and you care about it, that's a good stress reliever. That's a good valve for you to turn on and let some other issues escape from your head.
Well, you're not going to believe this. Someone on the Hothead Hotline called to talk about baseball.
Well, bring him in, but I'm going to do this very quickly because people are going to drop off the show if we start talking about baseball.
But Joey Bag of Donuts, you're on.
Joe, who are you liking this year?
Hey, what's going on?
Who are you liking this year?
I got a bone to pick with the commissioner of baseball with this new rule that they implemented last year. They kept this year.
What is it?
Where they have extra innings, the guy starting on second base. What is with this bullshit?
Well, here's my rule. And listen, this is coming from a lover of baseball and a guy that enjoys the hell out of watching it. But here's my big rule, big proposal. All right, calm down, boys. Chill. You better behave when Dionne Warwick gets in.
Tim, did you order some Cracker Jack from 7-Eleven?
Yeah. I got big boxes of Cracker Jacks. But listen, here's my rule. And this is going to be controversial to you because you've got an issue with the rule this guy's talking about is when it goes past the ninth inning, they put a person on second base. So it encourages there to be some scoring, which I agree. I don't exactly like that. This is a simpler rule. I would say more controversial, but simpler. Before the All-Star break, which is whenever in the summer, it's sort of midway point in the season. Baseball's a long season. It goes from spring all the way to the end of fall. 7-inning games up until the All-Star game. What do you think of that, Hothead?
I think it's actually a pretty good idea. They did it last year for the doubleheaders, when they would do doubleheaders.
Oh, yeah?
Do the 2 7-inning games back-to-back. Yeah, and it actually was pretty good for that purpose.
Thank you. I mean, it's the same essential game. It's a little compressed. I'm watching the game last night. It starts at 7. It doesn't end until 10:30. Maybe even a little later. I'm like, and that was a relatively, some asshole in the chat says baseball is boring. Well, guess what? I wonder if you're boring. I wonder, honestly, if you're boring. Chances are, you are.
Tim, I got some new rules for baseball.
Go ahead, Doug. You always have great ideas.
I mean, these guys, they steal.
You're the king of good ideas.
You know when they steal the base?
Yeah.
They don't steal the base. They keep going. They should steal the base, and then for the next runner, they can skip that base.
This is Cole's outlet level humor here.
They grab it and they keep running.
But maybe someone has to chase that person and catch the bass and put it back.
You know, there could be some more action out there is what I'm saying.
Right.
I guess, when they run, they keep the bat.
You know what? Listen,
but isn't it good for them to have longer games than more advertising?
Ultimately, right? This is not the show for you, Doug.
This show that I'm on?
Yeah. That's right. Okay. This is not right for... I don't know if this is a right fit, man.
Why don't they have professional t-ball? They should have a professional t-ball league. No pitcher.
Would you chill out?
You know? Let them take a really good whack at it.
It's been a fun ride. It's been a fun journey with you. But to be honest, I don't know if this is the right fit. The chemistry's all wrong. And it has been for a while. And I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. You do whatever you want. You propose whatever rule you need to propose. Let me talk to a Zoomer. Get these hotheads. Take them off the burner.
All right. Hotheads are out.
Speaking of baseball, I got some peanuts here.
Let's talk to Jen and... Wait, have we talked to you before? Jen and Bisbee?
Oh, you know what? People hate when I eat. I'm gonna respect the audience.
I ate the peanuts before.
Last thing I need is to be eating a bunch of peanuts when Dionne Warwick's on and I start coughing and choking on the peanuts. And then I grab the Waterloo and I start burping. So what was it like working with Burt Bacharach? What was it like working with Burt Bacharach?
Jen from Brisbane?
I've read it, baseball.
Jen from Brisbane. Hello, Jen.
I guess not. All right, how about G-Bid? G-Bid.
Yeah. Hey.
The nice color.
Hey, G-Bid, what's up?
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
Where are you calling
You're
from?
You're looking very smart.
Where are you calling from?
Manchester in the UK.
Oh, yeah? I played a show there a few years ago. Were you at that show?
We were.
That's a crazy place. It has this, what would you call that? Like, giant transistor thing behind... the stage.
Like, yeah, they're like old speakers.
Yeah. Anyways, what can I do for you this morning? Or this afternoon for you? This evening for you?
Yeah, it's 6:30 at night.
Yeah. All right.
I have a question for Vic.
Question for Vic.
Does that mean 3 o'clock? It's like half.
You know what I mean?
It's 30 minutes past 6.
Yeah. It's 6:30.
Calm down.
They just don't want to say past, I guess.
All right, you got
a question for Vic?
Speak English.
Yeah, so I remember you saying that you used to have loads of cats.
Oh, boy. We want to get into this? We have,
18 cats?
Yes. Where did you hear that? Did I say that before? Yeah, we had...
You had 18 cats?
I didn't.
18?
I didn't. No,
Half of them are still in his head. Half of them are still in that mop top
of his. A lot
of
damage. My dad
Brillo pad.
Would feel bad when the cats were out, you know, in the freezing cold in the wintertime, and he would kind of bring them in. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I think I remember you saying you don't really like cats.
I don't like cats because of that.
There's nothing to like about cats.
The reason I ask is because my husband has a theory.
Okay.
That cats carry a parasite that makes people like them.
Oh, that's true. That's not a theory. That's a real
interesting
thing.
Well, it can still be a theory and true. He doesn't like cats and he was surrounded by 18 of them.
Huh. If you understand anything about science, you understand that theories can be, very well be true.
It's a true thing, but that's why there's crazy cat ladies, because there's something in the feces.
Oh, but it didn't work for me, though. You don't necessarily get the parasite,
but you can.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Right, G-Bid?
Well,
I don't care.
I mean, I think it's bollocks, but, you know.
That's an interesting theory. Did not work on me.
I think it's true.
Maybe it works with, like, a cat.
You have to really get in there.
I'm trying to speak English.
Well,
here.
he didn't like cats at all, and now our neighbor's cat is around here all the time, and he's obsessed with her. So maybe she's giving him the parasite.
There was one cat though I did like. I can't remember her name, but so there. I don't know. Maybe that cat that I liked had that.
Okay, we'll just wait until Vic remembers the name of the cat he liked.
Harriet.
Hey, there you go.
Harriet. Takes time.
Okay.
I pushed so much out of my memory, you know.
Mystified.
I found something very funny this morning.
Thank you for continuing to make us laugh.
Oh, thanks, G-Bid. I hope to get back over there to the beautiful island of the United Kingdom.
Yes, we'd love to have you.
England. All right. Speaking of our British friends.
Take care.
Speaking of our British friends, I found this wonderful little artifact from the shortly after the election of Donald Trump, the Rolling Stones were asked about, Matt, can you just play this? Is that possible? It's in our chat.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, is that not possible? Right?
It's possible. I just have
to I'll frame it up for everybody. And then it's getting close to our big interview. But
which one are we talking about?
Rolling Stones react to Trump's election.
Oh, yes.
For whatever reason, the Associated Press thought it would be interesting to ask the Rolling Stones what they thought of the election of Donald Trump. And we start with Mick Jagger, who gives a fairly, you know, slightly, I would say, establishment liberal answer, you know, while being respectful that he is a foreigner. Mick Jagger says...
Okay, we got it for you.
Everyone outside the U.S. is mystified, I'd say. That's the polite word.
Wink, wink.
I could say he doesn't like him. Really, the place.
But what's interesting about this interview is
really good
Ronnie Wood's
discussion about
answer.
It. I don't want to say
Ronnie reveals you know, quite a bit about himself here. There's no lick lips, I'm afraid. But was, here he is.
Mind blowing from watching from England as well, you know. Because we were all shocked and stunned with the Brexit thing, and so I thought nothing's going to shock me now, you know. For all I know, Trump's going to get in. Sure enough, he did, and it was like. Okay, there will be some changes made.
Oh.
Hopefully they'll be good ones.
I don't think he's
wait, did you miss, what are we, did you play over that?
Come into it.
Back up, please.
Yeah,
damn it, Doug.
Well, you can hear what he's saying.
Hopefully they'll be good ones.
I don't think he's going to be as radical as he was coming
so, but wait,
into
just
it.
Pause for a second. Ronnie Wood saying, there's going to be some changes. Hopefully some good ones. What do you mean, Ron? What
he's
do you
optimistic.
Mean? Didn't happen, Ronnie. And then Charlie's got something pretty normal to say there, but
I have.
But wait, well, let's. What is? What do you think Keith's reaction to the?
Oh, yeah.
To thing. The election.
So I think a lot of what he says is going to be tempered down, and that because if it isn't, it's going to be a hell of a bloody ride for 4 years.
I mean, it's a blank spot to me, man. I'm telling you, you know, I ain't going there.
Fuck you! Fuck you! What are you afraid of, Keith? I don't know what to say. I'm going to get in trouble. Fuck you, man. How about having an opinion?
You want
What are you? What is your?
You want to hear Trump?
Oh, sorry. Should
Trump.
I reset?
Oh no, Dion's here.
Oh wow!
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Should I take a moment and
get your burps out?
And yeah, and. Yes, just take a moment of centering, as we say, centered. Let me just center myself for, give me 4 or 5 minutes.
Does the Heimlich work for burps? Can I Heimlich out
I'm just
some
jumping in, because Dion is here.
Do some yoga or something.
Dion's in the Zoom. Ms. Warwick.
Oh, there she is.
Queen of Twitter, living legend, here per her request. Or her insistence is the great Dionne Warwick. Thank you so much for joining me. This is incredible.
Well, I had no choice. You're not my new best friend. I mean, come
I know.
On.
What I first of all, I come with humble apologies that it's taken us this long to connect via the show. It's just embarrassing. And thank you for calling me out to the entire world.
My pleasure, darling. You know, you set me up. A well wish for the new year. How could I not at least respond to my new best friend?
We are as close as can be. Now, you wanted to ask me some questions, and I have some questions for you. Who should go first?
Well, you go ahead. So it's your show.
There you go. Well, thank you for establishing that fact, because that's important. You are trying to lay claim to my show, and we're going to just...
Never.
So... Ms. Warwick, first of all, how are you?
Yeah.
Feeling good?
I'm wonderful, darling. How are you?
I'm a little nervous because you are, I've just been listening to your music for so long. You're such a legend. I told my dad, he couldn't believe it. He was blown away. Finally, I have the respect of my family.
Well, I'm glad to have been able to help you there.
first of all, I think the question everyone... Many questions people have, but one big one is, people say she's not really the one tweeting this. She's not really the one tweeting. I say you are.
I am. You're absolutely
right. Why not? Why not? You,
I totally agree with you. You know, it's so weird how black people don't think, I've got a brain, I've got fingers,
yeah,
and I've got questions, and I've got answers. And I was taught by a very, very dear person to me, my niece,
yes,
how to do this. So, you know, my attitude is this. You're going to have naysayers regardless, and they're just going to have to deal with their own naysayings.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and especially this past year when we've all been sort of stuck at home and, yeah, and not able to see everybody, for you to be able to communicate out to the world and talk back and forth with people has been really lovely. But you also have this a bit of a – you've got some sass online, and you've got some opinions.
Yes, I do, and I'm old enough to be as sassy as I want to be.
Have you always, I'm sure you've always been that way, but you maybe not have had the outlet. So the perception that people have of you is very, maybe might have changed dramatically since you've become a Twitter personality.
Yeah, I think it has. I think people have gotten to know me finally, yeah, you know, as opposed to perceiving the way that they want me to be or how they think I am.
Yeah.
You know, this is just me. I'm straight up, honest, always have been.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
So have you always been a technically savvy with the computer? And I mean, it's not like it takes
no.
a lot of savvy.
No, I haven't. Very true. I've had instances, as a matter of fact, where I wanted to take my cell phone, the computer, the router, and everything else technical and throw it out of the window.
Yeah. what about, let's talk a little bit about your, I don't want to, cause you know, there's a lot of, you've done a lot of interviews. You've been around talking about yourself for a long time. I mean, how old were you when you made your first record that ever, you know, that, that kind of put you on the national scene?
19.
Mm-hmm. So you must be in your late 50s, 60s. I don't want to say 60, oh, yeah, you're 65 plus, right?
At least. I'm 80 years old, darling.
That's get out. That's unbelievable. So you've been talking about yourself for a long time.
Too long.
So I don't want to bore you with the questions that everybody can ask, everybody can find online. But okay. What do you consider? So you went through these different eras of music. You had sort of The first era is your collaboration with Burt Bacharach and Hal David, right? Would that be considered your first era?
Yes.
And what scene were you in? Is that, does that question make sense? What, like, where were you? Were you in L.A.?
No, I was in New York.
You're in New York. New Jersey. So, like, who are you hanging with? Who are your contemporary pals?
Oh, at that point in time when I first met Burt and Hal, we were my high school chums, and I was at college, you know. So it wasn't about show business at that time.
Right. And you worked with them for how many years? Like,
with Burt and Hal?
Yeah, like during that first period.
It was about 15 years.
15 years.
Uh-huh.
And then you made a sort of a shift in your sound that was more – you did not. You would not. You started working with other people outside of
Bert. Exactly.
Right. And yep, how did you get that solid gold gig?
You know, Bob Banner called me and said, we're doing a tribute to the Grammys and we're presenting songs that are nominated and might be nominated. And we'd love for you to co-host with Glenn Campbell.
Okay.
And I thought that was wonderful. So that's how it all started. And then finally, when the show was a success, they decided to do it as a weekly entity. And Bob thought I should be the host of the show, and there I was.
And you did a wonderful job. What was it like working with that puppet, though? I was watching a clip of that puppet, Madam, and I'm looking at it, and the guy doing the puppet, he's moving his mouth the whole time. That's not professional.
Whoever said he was.
You must be thinking this is just a rehearsal, right? This isn't going to be going out on TV like this.
Well, the optic was that it wasn't him portraying Madam was Madam portraying him.
All right. Now, I've got some, since we are best friends, I would consider us best friends at this point. I'm going to ask you a couple questions about me and see how well you do. Okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
Am I married?
Are you married?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you?
Well, we're trying to establish whether or not we are, in fact, best friends. I would think you might know that, but that's okay. The answer is I am married, so I'm off the market for you.
Oh, darn it.
Well, we are friends, though. I would hate to spoil our friendship with anything more. Do I have children?
Oh, I don't know that answer.
That's what friends are for. I have two beautiful children, 7 and 4.
Wonderful.
Now,
oh, how nice. Boy, girl? Girl, boy?
What? I have no idea. I'm not that close with them. I'm not that involved in their personal life.
I don't believe that.
I have an older daughter and a younger son. Very, very okay. Little. One more. Let's see. What 2018 Jordan Peele film did I appear in?
That's a good question that I don't have an answer for.
The film is Us.
Oh, you were in Us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch Us.
What I would want you to do after our call, if we want to maintain this friendship and maybe even strengthen it, Google me, whatever.
I'm gonna say some nice things about you too. I am,
please do.
I found that you have a prowess to try to sing.
Try to sing. Uh-oh.
No, actually, I heard your rendition of Let It Be.
Oh yeah.
And I gotta say it, it's really good.
Oh jeez, I'm touched.
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to it. I love the take you put on it.
A little country flavor.
More in a little country, yes, yeah. Exactly. And not a bad voice. One thing I do have an issue with is, since we're best friends, how could you have another female singing with you?
Yeah, that is an issue. I will talk to Natalie about that. We'll think. We'll look into re-recording some stuff for sure.
Okay.
What? So, are you still singing? You're still. You have an.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would never stop singing. That's something that I do. That's my living. That's my joy.
But I thought I saw an interview with Larry King with you. Rest in peace, Larry King. I thought he was an interesting interview, but. You said that you don't sing at home. You don't sing around the house.
No, I don't. I think that's nothing that I have any desire to do. Yeah. I get paid to sing.
You know what video was going around? Was this beautiful video. It's from the Kraft Music Hall, I think it was. It was you and Bert Bacharach. I'm not going to call him Bert. I'm calling him Mr. Bacharach. You two working out the song. What's it called, Vic? Try to remember to forget.
My brain is.
Yeah, your Vic is behind me.
Loneliness remembers. Forget.
Yeah, that, you know the video I'm talking about where you guys are working that song out.
Yes.
Isn't that unbelievable? How cool is it that that was filmed, to have that, you know, that memory kind of lodged in forever, in time. Was that a good representation of the way the relationship worked?
Absolutely. The three of us were always in a room together. They would present a song to me. I would listen to it. And if I wanted to sing it, I'd let them know yes. And if I didn't, I'd tell them no.
Well, what's been in my head, I'm going around, I do sing at home. I walk around, I sing, I annoy my family. And I'm going around all day going, first came the pleasure and then the pain. Dun, da, 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 da. That is an earworm of all time. It's the greatest.
Is it true that...
Vic, I was going to scold you earlier about this, but please address Ms. Warwick and ask Ms. Warwick, if you can ask a question.
Ms. Warwick, I'm speaking right now, and I would like to ask Tim if I am able to
you
ask
are
your
permitted.
Friend.
Okay, thank permission
you.
Granted.
It's an honor to speak to you, and I'm pretty nervous here, but you just mentioned how Bert and Hal would play you a song, and you would decide if you wanted to sing it or not. Is it true that you passed on What the World Needs Now is Love? You didn't like it? Yeah.
No, it was not a genre that we had been recording in. It was more of a country, western, hoppity, hippity hop kind of thing. And it was not what I felt was suitable for me to sing at that time.
I think you made the right choice. That song stinks.
Watch your mouth. No, you know what happened was that they were commissioned also to record Jackie DeShannon. Uh-huh. And that she sang the song first, and it suited her because Jackie has that that country kind of twang to her voice anyway. And as a matter of fact, when I finally decided to record, because they used my formula that we used when I recorded,
right,
which sounded exactly like me, so I said, okay, it's now time for me to record it. And as turns out, most people think I recorded it before Jackie, but I didn't.
Now, you, I was listening to, I think, one of your early, I don't know if it's your first or earlier records. It has Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, but it also has something on it.
I have it. No. Raindrops?
What? I just listened to you this morning singing it.
Yeah, I may have recorded, however, that was B.J. Thomas.
No, but you recorded it, ma'am.
Eventually,
yeah,
yes.
But you did a nice, a beautiful version of something, and you've done a fair amount of Beatles covers in your earlier in your career. Did you get to? Did any of those guys appreciate your work on their songs?
I hope so. You know,
I would have think in the '80s that you and McCartney would have crossed paths. It feels like
absolutely. We're dear friends, as a matter of fact.
If you're as good a friend as him to me, as you are to him as you are to me.
Is he married?
Yeah, he's been married a couple of times.
Yeah. what else, guys? I don't want to take up too much of
Ms. Warwick. Okay, I'm going to talk to you now.
Yes. Oh, you have got something. Yeah, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Is yours. I'm starting a brand new series.
Ooh.
And it's called Nobody Asked for This. And I'm kind of venting on things that I want to get off my chest and let people know that even though you didn't ask for it, I'm letting you know how I feel about it anyway.
I want to know. I'm asking. Sign me up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, what you got to do is watch it and you'll see what I'm venting about. And you may even agree with me on some of the things I'm venting about.
I'm sure. Where can people find this?
It'll be on YouTube.
On YouTube? And what is this At Home With You show?
Yeah, well, that's going to be a virtual concert, which we'll be doing for Mother's Day.
Oh.
And it's something I'm thrilled to have been able to do. I did one for Easter, and it went over so very well. Nice. I'm so pleased to be able to bring some music and smiles back into people's lives. We've been sequestered for this past year.
Yeah.
It's time for somebody to do something nice for people. And, you know, I miss my audiences, and I was hopeful that they missed me, and as it turned out, it showed they did.
Are you going to try to get back out and do shows when things clear up? What are your thoughts on that?
When things open up, truly open up, not quasi, because they're thinking about 50% capacities of places. I want everybody in the place.
Yeah. I'm going to wait it out. I don't know if I'm going to rush back into doing something, but you're a lifer. You're doing this. This is who you are.
That's right.
You are a singer and a legend, and people can't comprehend why you're on my show, and that's what I love about my show.
Because we're best friends.
We are best friends.
Let them know that.
Get to know me better, and you'll become even closer. I think you're going to love getting to know me over the next several months and years.
And I want you to tell me about friendship history. What is our pack history? I mean, come on.
I don't understand either. I think what happened was on January 1st, you tweeted something that used a picture of me, a GIF of me, doing one of my classic faces, one of my comedy classic faces. And I said, someone alerted me, and I said, I've given her permission because we're such close friends. And you confirmed that and said that the very best of friends. And it's meaningful to me because you are so associated with the concept of friendship. I mean, that's what friends are for, key change, da-da-da. What is that Burt Bacharach doing? He goes, I'm doing a key change. You go, okay, let's do it.
You're crazy.
I am crazy. That's what friends are for. Who would you drop out of that foursome if you had to? If you were forced?
Nobody.
Oh, boy.
Nobody.
Can't get you? Come on.
No, you can't get me. No, I'm sorry. We're going to have to do a Let It Be, okay?
All right. I will follow up. Let's do Hey Jude.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
That sounds like a good one.
All right. Okay. Ms. Warwick.
And I want you to know.
Go ahead.
I have found that your bio is a little dull.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay. So I'm going to quote you a new one later on, okay?
Okay.
You better use it.
I will use it, and do you require credit for that, or is it just
absolutely and positively yes?
Okay, I will do as you say. I will. Your wish is my command, my princess. My queen. My queen.
Okay.
My Daenerys. But what's her name from? What's it called? Game of Thrones.
Yes, Your Grace.
Your Grace. Yes, Your Grace. You're a big TV head. What should people watch? What are you enjoying on your streaming shows, your TV shows? What can you recommend?
My favorite show, which is no longer a series, but was Lucifer. The show was amazing. It was so engaging. I laughed a lot. And I don't think it was meant to be a comedy, but he was hysterical at times.
Doug, are you watching Lucifer?
No, but I am now.
He is now.
I just added it to my queue.
There you go.
I don't think anybody missed the show Bridgerton. I don't think anybody missed that show. Oh, did you?
I didn't watch it, no.
Oh, crazy.
Is it good?
It was amazing.
I don't know if I'm going to like it.
What's the second one?
Bridgerton or something? They make these shows hard to say.
Bridgerton. You know, although most of the females in the world fell completely in love. Men found him quite appealing. You know, he was a man's man.
Well, I will. I perhaps will fall in love and respect him as a man's man.
You never can tell.
You never know. All right, Ms. Warwick, thank you so much for joining us. This is a true honor for all of us. I didn't burp once during the interview, which is a real record for me.
Thank you, darling. It's been a pleasure.
And God bless. Many blessings.
We'll be singing and talking, okay?
All right. There you go. There you have it. The official word from Ms. Dionne Warwick. Storied career, legend, eventual Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Thank you. I hope so.
Vote for her whenever that's happening.
Make sure. It's happening every day.
If somebody tells me that Dave Grohl is in that goddamn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Ms. Warwick, I'm going to blow a fuse. I'm going to blow a fuse. All right, take care.
Take good care, my darling. Okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I almost said I love you. I do. I love
you. Should say it.
I love you. I love you.
That was unreal.
I'm floating through space and time, folks.
Well done, Tim.
What do you give me for that, Doug? A to D, A to F. What do you give me?
G minus.
G minus? Oof, Maron. That's not what I wanted to hear.
I said C minus, but G minus would have been funnier.
That's a funny skit or a funny scene, you know? You could, this test was so bad, I'm giving you a G.
It's like lower than F.
Yeah. Well, as we expected, she was a delight. I tell you, some people just like me. Some people don't. I say most people don't. Now I can enjoy my fresh pop and burp. Uh-huh. Let's take a zoomer. Vic, do you need some air? Do you need to?
Yeah, I took my sport coat off here.
You have the vapors.
Yeah.
Oh, Xavier, how are you, sir? Good to hear. Good to see you.
How's it going?
Oh, there we go.
That's pretty good. Did you enjoy my exclusive interview with Ms. Dionne Warwick?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a shame I'd probably listened to some of her music. I just don't recognize her name, but I'll check it out.
What a downer.
Next caller.
All right. Next caller. All right. Thank you, Xavier. Good to see you. I hope you're well.
God.
Do you have something specific for me, or are you just hanging out and saying hi?
Oh, I muted him. I thought we were getting
rid of him. He's good.
I could use some help.
Okay.
That's true. So next time when someone asks you, you just say, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
That's a little life advice
from Matt there.
So,
full honesty is not always required in life.
Yeah.
Go ahead, right. Xavier.
So I've been cleaning out my desk and have found some things, and I could use some help deciding whether I should toss some things or keep them. I have a little stack right here.
Okay, let's see a couple, but I don't know how long I'm going to have a tolerance for this.
Sure.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
So, here's a CD I found.
Toss it.
Gatorade Jams?
Yep, Gatorade Jams, toss it.
Gotcha.
Don't need that.
Fix your shit, here's, man.
They found these decks of from 2016 of trading cards. They're like baseball cards, but of like the election.
I'd keep it.
Send them to Vic.
That could be a memento at some point.
Yeah.
Or some kind of collectible.
If you want a deck, I can send one to you. I have like three decks.
No, I don't think Vic doesn't need that.
I don't need that to remember that. Like,
no.
I have a this like rolled up found a pill. I don't know what the pill is.
Throw it away.
Pop it now on camera.
Take it now.
Take it.
It looks like a supplement of some kind. I think it would be fine. But I just
snort.
I would definitely toss it. I would not take the advice of Doug.
20 milligrams. I don't know of what though.
That looks like the Pfizer vax.
And then actually this was a memento. It was my first parking ticket. In LA, but it's from 2017.
That doesn't you don't need to remember that. That's it's
how
irrelevant.
Much was it for?
$73.
Oof. Yeah, toss it.
Yeah.
Unless you're a guy that likes to keep all this shit, but you have to have a place to keep it. It can't just be randomly around your box.
It was because I needed box. To remember to pay it. I mean, I wasn't, you know. Yeah.
What kind of songs are on that Gatorade CD?
Oh, it's like arena rock. Please.
They got them.
Hey, now. Hey, you know what I was watching this morning? Somebody posted this clip of Dave Matthews Band playing at Saturday Night Live. And it must have been their first appearance because it was the down, 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 down. You know that song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead, Vic. You can play it. Earl Sound, Babble to the end. Listen, I'm grown up. But they had, did they always have a saxophone guy and a fiddler?
I think so.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. Combination of sounds I've ever heard. The fiddling and the, they're both sort of not listening to each other and just sort of freestyle jamming. It sucks.
Wait, who's that?
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave.
Oh, yeah.
The DMB. DMB. Let me see if I can find this because it was really rotten.
What is that? Ants marching or the?
Yeah. That's This it was kind of going around this morning like herpes. Here it is. Listen to this. The quality of this sound, not the quality, but just the. Tonality of this is piss poor. Nobody wants this. I mean, I guess a lot of people did.
Sadly, a lot of people do.
Here it is. This is the.
It sounds like you're at the mall and there's like two different sound systems playing different stores.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It does not gel together. It's bad news. All right, thanks, Xavier. I hope I helped. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Peace to you. Who else? We've got the, what's the name of the game, Matt? What's the name of the game?
Instagram game.
It's just called the Instagram Rock Fossils.
Yeah. We got Spirit of the Beehive.
Spirit of the Beehive. Terrific young group, wonderful. Got a bone to pick with them, but
what? Oh yeah, what's up?
What's the bone? Whose dick did you suck over there at Pitchfork, huh? With them high ratings. I'm just kidding, you guys. I was listening to it last night.
Back away. We're only seeing two of the three beehives.
Oh, because, I see them full screen.
We crop in. Can you guys just move back a little bit?
Yeah, or just rest your head on the shoulder there in the middle.
Who can't you see?
The guy on your right.
Well, we see you front and center. Well, you just gotta literally back off the camera a little bit, and then we'll get you. Hey, what are you guys, the monkeys? Like, you're doing the things all in. Look, let me get some names from you guys and ladies.
I'm Rivka.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Zach.
Hello, Zach.
I'm Corey.
Zach, Corey, and what is it? Lifka?
Rivka.
Rivka. And where are you guys calling from?
Philadelphia.
Right?
Right.
That's it. That's cool. Are you guys from the area, or have you relocated there as a band?
It's a relocation situation. Yes, separately. I'm from Chicago originally.
I think it's a good place to be a band, right? Do you find it's a good place to be a band?
It's pretty good. Yeah. Up until recently.
Yeah.
Sweet home, Chicago.
Well, now, do you record, are you guys, because there's so much production going on into that music. I mean, are you guys are all doing that yourself?
For this one, yeah.
Yeah.
At home or in a studio? Because it feels like it could be anywhere.
Pretty much at home in the apartment.
It's good. And, it sounds great. I hear that kind of music, your record and that kind of music. It seems like it takes a lot of work. Does it take a lot of, it's like a time intensive process making that kind of music.
It doesn't take that long.
Really? Maybe I should start making
maybe half a year.
Half the year. Yeah.
Half a year.
It's the mixing process that takes longer.
That's what I mean. Cause it's got so much going on. So much movement. So many,
that part takes a while.
So many ideas. What does each one of you do in the group?
I play bass and sing on the record and live.
I play guitar and sing and samples and stuff.
And yeah, I do guitar, keys, samples, a little bit of singing.
Which one of you is it? The dude in the middle, I guess. That's my guess. Who's the one that's cracking the whip?
I'm cracking the whip. I'm making sure that everyone's doing exactly what I tell them to at all times.
I hope that you do that responsibly because,
of course,
there could be consequences to being that person in the group. The dynamics of your friendship are in danger.
No, they have no issues, and they know where they stand.
Okay. You're going to feel like the dude is going to feel like George Harrison and Let It Be, you know, like, you motherfucker. I'm doing it my way now, okay? He's writing. Yeah. He's over there writing his own songs. Trust me. Be careful. I don't want this friendship to be spoiled.
Yeah, this will be our last interview. Thanks.
What's that behind you? National? What is that big poster behind you? National something?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask that. I don't know. It's Uncle Sam or Son of Sam. Uncle Sam. It's a kitschy. It's war cool. Poster.
It's kitschy. It's cool.
Thank you.
All right, now, they asked for it. He's going to give it to you.
Are you ready to play the most popular game on Office Hours and maybe elsewhere as well?
So,
are you ready?
You guys hear that? Yeah, we're ready. Yeah.
Just to go over the rules, because we have so many new Warwick heads that are joining. How about that Warwick, huh?
That's a good one.
We're honored to be.
I mean, I should hope that we are talking about you guys in 50 years, right? Like we talk about her. Can you imagine?
We'll come back on in 50 years.
You'd be old and gray, and just full of life. I mean, how great would it be to be that age and still be out, you know, still be funny and quick and, you know, I mean,
it'd be great to be that age, period.
Oh, it'd be great for me. I'd be like, I'm rounding things down. this mortal coil has come to a close. So just to understand, I'm going to be the host. I'm going to be the Pat Sajak here. We have compiled a list of artists, and we have their Instagram follower numbers. Doug and Vic, you do not know who we've compiled, so you'll be playing against the band. Now, right. I think you guys can be like a sort of family feud situation here. You can collaborate together, and you are one. I want to create more union within this band.
Instead of Beehive is.
Yeah, that's right. That's very good. Doug and Vic, you're on your own. You are flying solo. Now, it's like Price is Right, so if you go over the number, you lose. Person closest to the number wins. And, Matt, do I have the...
Got the link in the
doc. Do I have the link in the doc? Let me see. Here we go. I've got a text from a good friend who said that was great. That would be in terms of Dionne Warwick.
Not here. Not the text. I could put it in the text.
Sorry, I just lost my tabs. Here it is. Are you guys a little nervous about the game?
Yeah. We're very nervous.
Extremely. I forgot to take my blood pressure medicine today, so it's been bad.
Oh boy. All right. Now we're going to start out. This is fun. We're going to start out with a band everybody knows. A lot of opinions on this band. Some people love them. Some people hate them. I think I'm right down the middle. I don't think they're the worst thing ever, but hey, you know what? They got a lot of undue praise in the late 80s, I'll tell you that much. I'm talking about, of course, The Doors.
Ooh.
The Doors.
Okay.
Now, this is the handle is at The Doors. It's the official profile for The Doors, and it is verified. Let's start things off with Spirit of the Beehive out of Philadelphia.
How many do you think
we're going to go with 100K.
100K?
100K.
100K.
Locking in 100K. Vic? Yeah,
Tim, can I ask a question real quick?
Of course.
Did you say that you can't go over?
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay. Price is Right rules.
All right. I almost think it should be... Oh, whatever. Vic, go ahead.
Jumping out of order. I'm going to go...
Like, they should go last next time. It's easy, yeah, okay, you know, it's an advantage.
Okay. I mean, they're a huge band, obviously. And you would think it'd be over 100K. But I'm going to go 32,000.
32,000 for Vic, locking in 32,000. Doug, it's to you. You get to go last. I guess it is an advantage to go last. So we have to establish how to do that fairly going forward.
Oh, we'll just rotate. They said 100K?
And no looking on the chat, by the way. Mm-hmm. I know people are probably cheating and everything.
I'm going to say 33,000.
So we have 1,000. What if it's like 32,001?
Well, that's the game. Spirit of the Beehive at 100,000. Vic at 32. Doug at 33. Going one over. The correct answer is 1.6 million.
Oh.
That goes to... The Spirit Boy. Spirit Boy.
Yeah. I almost went under.
There you go. That's 1 point for you. All right.
Great.
Let's move on.
I think we should stick with yours.
Price is Right rules. If you win, you go first. Right? Or last? What should it be? Who should get the advantage?
Yes, you're in the lead, so you get to choose. Would you like to go first or last?
I think we should go last.
Okay, go last.
There you go. We're going to start with Doug. Peter Frampton. His handle is... Mr. M.R. Peter Frampton. It is verified. Would you like to hear the bio?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, please.
New Peter Frampton album, new Peter Frampton band album, Frampton Forgets the Words, out April 23rd of last year, I believe. Watch the video for Loving the Alien below.
Sounds good.
All right, Doug, it's to you. How many followers does Mr. Peter Frampton have?
80,000.
Locking in 80,000 for Doug. Vic?
I'm going to do 81,000.
Ooh, Vic and Doug are fighting. I've never seen such competition between the two. All right, Spirit.
We're going to go.
I saw Frampton play once live, and there weren't that many people there, so I'm going to say 20K.
20K.
Say one follower.
20. Yeah, you can always say the one follower. Yeah.
One follower.
One follower.
No, he locked into
no, no, okay,
sorry.
Okay, calm down
that's
now. You said
right.
It.
That's right.
Mother.
It is locking in at 20K. Well, it doesn't matter. You could have done one. You could have done 10. The correct answer is $86,000. Boys got it close. Woo! And goddamn it, Vic, if you didn't pull it out of your ass there.
You know what, though?
Oh, here we go.
Well, okay. Here we go. First round, it was them, Vic, me. And then it was them, me, Vic. It should be...
Oh,
you know what I mean?
They should go second.
It
should always be clockwise.
Second,
or counter,
and then I.
Why? What does it matter?
Whatever.
All right,
we got to start over.
Vic, no, Vic, you're in the driver's seat, and then Doug, would you like to go first now or second? It's your choice. Your choice.
Did I go first last time?
Yeah. So the Spirit of the Beehive will go first this time, even though they went first the first time.
That's right. Maybe I should go first.
It should be reverse of where the spirit was in last place on that one, so they should go first this time.
All right, okay. Let's just go with that.
All right. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Phil Collins. Phil Collins is verified. It's official Phil Collins. And the bio is the official Instagram account of singer, songwriter, drummer, and producer, Mr. Phil Collins. Listen to episode one of the Phil. Turning me on. Turning me on. Yeah. Matt has got to be the judge here. Who goes first here? Spirit?
Yeah, Spirit.
Are we first?
Spirit first, sorry.
Phil Collins is a songwriter contest, right? Yeah. This is my first CD.
Stop it. Let these people think. That's
all. Six.
She wants to say six, so let's put a couple thousand at the end of that. We'll say 600,000
for the Phil Collins. Phil Collins appeared in Hard Day's Night as a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the drummer for Genesis. And Peter Gabriel split.
Doug, Peter, you're up next.
Phil took over, and the rest is history. No jacket required. It is today because Miss Dionne Warwick was our guest. Doug,
Can you guess who this drop is real quick?
Dionne Warwick?
That's Phil Collins.
Oh, it is?
Interesting.
Okay, they said 600,000. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm just going to say 100,000.
100,000, okay.
Now here comes Vic.
100.
Oh, Jesus.
And 1,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Some
see, friend.
See, I didn't give him 1,000.
Two rounds in a row, he gets to do that to me.
Uh-huh. Do better next time.
No, you do better.
It could be over.
Play
it could
the
be,
game.
It like, could be 600,000. Right. You know?
What is the order?
It's always different. The rules change
every
time.
We're changing it daily.
All right. I want to hear from the audience if we think
this is something fundamental. It should be also, who's close or none of this Price is Right bullshit.
You know what?
It's always been Price.
I was
right,
joking earlier about you not being a good fit for the show. Well.
Sore loser over there.
Phil Collins is 521,000. Again, Vic with the steal.
Beautiful.
All right.
Sucks.
Vic remains in the lead. Doug, would you like to go first or second? Because Vic goes last.
Doesn't matter. I'll go first.
Wait, do I really go last?
Well, Spirit busted, so yeah, they should go first.
Okay.
That's my ruling.
Okay. So Doug's stuck in the middle with you again, right? Should do Steelers Wheel. Let's see how that goes. This will be fun. We all love this group. They're sort of a staple from the 70s. Not the most prolific group, but you've heard them many, many times. I'm talking about Foghat. Foghat. Foghat.
Foghat about it.
Foghat about it.
Foghat.
So.
60K.
Excuse me.
I thought I'd go first.
Are we
You're
first?
Second.
We're going first.
Spirit's my bad.
First.
Spirit's going first,
know.
But
now they know my choice.
People want to know. People want to know. That's my catchphrase for the game. People want to know. Foghat is at Foghat_official. The official Foghat Instagram. Get our latest release live at the belly up. Foghat.com.
Is that them?
Okay, Spirit, what do you got?
You want to
go low.
We're going to go one follower.
One follower.
We're going to lock
stay in
one
low.
Vote.
Dougie boy.
I'll stick with my 60K.
60K.
I'm going to go 7 followers.
Ooh.
The Rude. Master has struck again because Foghat has 12,800. Vic, yeah. Running away with it. Can I get a slowed down version of Slow Ride? That would be fun.
Slow Ride. I'll try to make it happen.
Bad news, Doug. You busted, so you have to go first. Sorry.
All right, one more.
Wait, we're still playing?
I mean, we can still play.
Just, you want to
play?
Right, give me a chance. Just give me a shot. All right.
Try and get one.
What are we playing for here? What's the prize?
Well,
a brand new Foghat CD.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take anything.
There's no prize. I don't
There's
think.
A... A $9 iTunes gift card that can only be used for Foghat purchases. Use code Foghat to receive your free download.
An actual fog hat. You will win a hat.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. For our last, and I don't know, is what's it's Vic is just running away with it, right? There's no way for anybody to come back.
It's a mathematical impossibility. That's true.
How about
all or nothing? All or nothing.
No, that's not fair to Vic. He deserves the win. Here's one for the road. This is for fun. And Doug, you can go last. That's an executive decision. See if that changes the calculus here. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac at Mick.
Just Mick.
At Mick Fleetwood official is the handle, and the this is the bio. The camera lens is like a magic window that transports me into a secret world. with the link mfaf.lnk.to/concert.
Did he put the link in? He didn't put it in the website.
Oh, I cracked the code there. It's like Mac, it's Mick Fleetwood and friends.
Oh yeah,
MFAF.
Yeah. So we're looking
for. I think Nick should go.
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm going to say it's a new account and he hasn't built up a massive following yet. It's just getting started with the pictures and everything. So I'm going to say 11,000.
11,000. Okay. Spirit.
11,001.
It's to you, Doug. Let's see.
Ooh, I like that.
If you've created some, if you've changed the balance of the strategy of the game here.
11,002.
11,002. Doug, you've scored a victory. It is 196,000. Mia Mayo. Wow. Mick Fleetwood killing it thanks to Ocean Spray, I would think. Ocean Spray and that dude rolling down the hill. Anyways. Spirit of the Beehive, terrific. Congratulations. You have lost.
Thank you.
But you have won because you have scored an exclusive interview on probably our most popular episode of the show, thanks to Ms. Dionne Warwick. My mom has now been exposed to you. If she's continued to watch, she might have very easily not been able to log on or stopped watching after Dionne signed off. Spirit of the Beehive, what do you want to tell people? It's the floor is yours while I catch my breath.
I'd love to try a pun.
Oh.
Okay.
They don't want me to do it, but I'm going to do it because them's the rules.
Okay. Here comes McCartney with the rules. You know, just trying to keep the band together, you know. I don't think they appreciate the amount of work I put into making sure that we're always working. And they're like, I just want to sod off. I want to stay at home and count me money. I don't want to go to the studio. I don't want to be a beetle. I don't want to be a spirit of the beehive no more. I'm not a fucking bee. I'm not a part of your hive. I'm me own man. Okay. What's your pun?
Okay. What's the final task the president might perform when the people are storming the White House gates?
What is the final task the president might perform while the people storm the gates?
Harry Kari would have been nice.
What is it?
Last job, Biden. Last job, Biden.
Last job, Biden.
What?
Last job, hiding.
Last job, Biden.
Last job, hiding. Because they're coming for him.
By the way, thank you to Super Chatter here, $10, Cam Jorg. Just wanted to let you know, Spirit of the Beehive, they call you SOTB, S-O-T-B, which is actually the name of my favorite Beatles podcast, Something About the Beatles. They call, it's very annoying, this guy starts calling his show SATB. Mm-hmm. He goes, last week on SATB, we talked to him. Fuck you, man. SATB. Change the name of your show. But Cam says, been listening to the new SATB nonstop since it came out. It may be my album of the year.
There you go. Oh.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Cam.
You.
Thanks,
and which
Cam.
One of you three wrote that? What part of Philly are you in? I don't want an exact address, but what neighborhood are we talking? Northern Liberties?
No, it's close to South Street.
Oh, Bainbridge?
Near there.
Okay.
Spruce.
Fishtown.
Spruce. So you're right downtown. You're in the historic district.
That's right.
Old City?
Yes.
Hey-o! Sure.
You put that bell in your record?
Tried it.
Great. All right, say hi to Rocky for me, would you?
Will do.
You guys are great sports. Thank you so much for joining us today. And congratulations on everything, on your success.
Thank you. We're huge fans.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Hey, guys.
We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, Spirit.
Thank you, Spirit.
Thank you, Doug.
Let's talk. Let's take a Hothead Hotliner if you got anybody dialing in.
I believe we do.
Wank, 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 wank.
Hothead Fred has been waiting patiently for 32 minutes. Hothead Fred, you are on the line.
We got to get more bands on.
Yeah.
Every show we got to have a new band, Tim.
Hothead Fred,
I'm breaking
there?
Bands left and right. I'm like a Wolfman Jack.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What is it now?
Yeah, Tim, I was calling to say that I find it odd that somebody with your complex sense of irony would constantly be repping the Stooges, the Three Stooges. They just hit each other over the head with things.
Is this the same guy as the Stern?
Complex man.
It's the same guy. It's got to be, right?
Will you denounce the Three Stooges on air right now? Denounce them.
Denounce
being lowbrow.
Lowbrow. You know what we should do? Thank you very much for your contribution to the show.
Or that's a drop. We're dropping Hothead.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He got his joke out.
Yeah, I got it in.
Here's what somebody asked by popular demand.
And thanks for joining us.
The foul-breathed John Boner is making the fucking rounds, that creep. Oh, why don't you like John Boner? He doesn't like Trump. Fuck you! I hate them all! They should all be hot boiling oil poured all over him. While he's smoking his cigarettes and drinking his... The worst thing about John Boner is the wine he drinks. Oh, I like wine. Isn't that fun and cool? How cool am I? I like wine. That's my thing. Oh, you're an alcoholic. Your identity is wine and cigarettes? What are you, Betty Davis?
Yeah, cigarettes.
Oh. Come on, man. Get a life. But I found out the motherfucker voted for Trump in 2020. What kind of ally is him? Is he? He's rotten. He's out there. I hate saying his name. Because it's promotion, you know. He's out there. I wrote a book, and I hate Ted Cruz. Well, who doesn't?
Oh, and on the cover,
who cares?
He's holding wine, of course, too.
All right, for the record, no, it's got, what is it? On the House, or I'll have another. Say goodbye to my liver.
Say goodbye to my liver. Well,
hey, have you read my new book? Say goodbye to my liver. Oh, you'll like it because I hate Ted Cruz. Oh, really?
Not to mention my lungs. My lungs are shot. Say goodbye to my liver.
Yeah, you know what? I hate. I got to be very close friends with the Charles Manson, because the two of us both hate brain cancer.
That's a good word.
Yeah, and we just connect on that. We connect on our how much we hate brain cancer and toxic sludge. But
Venn diagram on that.
He was on the tepid Stephen Colbert show, and Colbert gives him all the rope in the world, hoping there's going to be pals. Oh, you must hate this person, and he keeps not delivering. You know, he keeps being like, well, actually, he's okay. He's okay in my book. But what about Lindsey Graham? Well, you know, like, Lindsey's a good person.
He's a good dancer.
He's a funny guy. Well, fuck you then. Who are you helping?
What an insight. I want to see what's in this book.
But anyways, so everybody was alerting. The red flags went up. Everyone was saying, oh, the licking of the lips is... We've never seen such severe lip licking. And it really is remarkable. And Vic, you did a cut of this. I almost think we could play the raw footage, but let's show the cut because you did... But I think we could...
Rushing right before the show.
You know what, Stephen Colbert? I love you, and I respect you, and you know, you're a nice guy, and you had us on the show. But you don't have to have these people on your show.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to, just because you wrote a book. There's no law in New York or in the Constitution that says, well, he put the book out, and he is well known. We better put him on. You know what I mean? Who cares that he wrote
Colbert
the book?
Colbert take a drink.
You know what? Colbert could be like, you know, let's have on Tim and Eric. At least that was fun. How about we have Tim? How about we have Dionne Warwick on? Yeah, John Bolton too. Eddie's putting up his book. Well, he wrote a book. The law says we have to have him on our show. But Jesus Christ! Everyone's got their fucking. Is all you care about is ratings? And who's even tuning in to hear what John Boehner? If you're so interested in John Boehner, wouldn't you just read the book? Right? Jesus Christ. I mean, what are we going to do, Vic? Let's look at John Boehner reading his, licking his lips because he's, because his mouth is all dying of cancer from his cigarettes. He's trying to, just like knock out all the tumors as they're developing.
Please welcome to a late show, former Speaker John Boehner. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much for being here.
Stephen, it's good to be with you.
Oh, yes.
I got the book. I got my own drink here.
Oh, cool! Drinking
little,
is fun.
12 bourbon.
Drinking
what,
is our what our connection is.
Oh, cool! Well, listen, I've really enjoyed.
I mean, I drink
reading excerpts of your book. I haven't made my all the way through it.
But I don't fucking make it about
parts,
make it my identity.
Juicy parts. Define
juicy parts. Juicy parts. Juicy parts.
Yeah, and then Boehner doesn't deliver because he doesn't talk shit on anybody except the cancer of Ted Cruz. I mean, please. Can we just evacuate all these people out of a plane? What does that mean, evacuate? Like, licking lips with John Boehner.
John Boehner.
Yeah. I know you were edited and kind of repeated, but like the raw clip.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's
so many lips.
Roll the raw. Roll the raw clip, please, because I think you're right. I asked Vic to put that together this morning, and you know it was a lot to ask.
Vamp a sec. I gotta find.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get more on my my ire towards John Boehner.
Be a pipe hitter. Be a pipe hitter. Be a pipe hitter.
He did shit for nobody. He's on some cannabis board, right? You hear this?
What?
He was elected. He got added to some board of directors for some cannabis company, some big cannabis company.
Boehner? Oh,
cool. Yeah.
What?
Oh, I don't care. You know, hey, if you're smoking a joint or having a gummy, that's none of my business. Yeah, but he fucking voted for all the, you know,
what a hero.
He voted for all this, like, you know, draconian drug policy shit when he was back in office. You know what? You'll smoke a pack till you're dead. Huh? What does that mean?
All right, we've got so much to talk about. There's
so there
much
he goes.
Great stuff.
See, he's
in this
going
book.
Nuts.
So
over. Oh, see, Vic, where
that.
Was that?
I missed Speed that. Round.
Shame on you.
How did I miss that?
Of your reaction.
Right in the beginning is where the main lick.
Yeah, that's the one.
Look at he's pickled. Okay. The guy's pickled. You know, we need an intervention with John Boehner. Let's put the book down for a second. Man. Let's put the book down for a second and talk about your drinking problem. You're severely pickled. I'm having a Merlot. I'm having a Cabernet. Because I know. Because I'm like W.C. Fields. And the American association with me is purely through my love of alcohol. I'm getting pickled.
I'm drunk.
I like it without sound.
What is he, Andy Cap? Fucking John Boehner with bubbles. Look at the bubbles over his head. Is that a painting or those drinking bubbles over his head? Oh, dear. Listen, I want nothing but happiness for everyone, including John Boehner. I want him to go quietly. But Stephen Colbert, you don't need to have these people... you don't need to accept the tour. I mean, what is this? Some kind of if you let John Boehner come on the show, then you can have Oprah later
Kennedy
or something.
Quid pro quo.
Quid
Tim.
Pro quo.
That's what happened.
It's a quid pro quo. That's what that is. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, who's just recently written a book. Now, Donald, I know we haven't always disagreed, Stephen. You have been very rude to me, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay. You're a good guy. Sir, what is your favorite, what are some of your favorite TV shows from when you were a kid? What did you think of John Lennon? Was that clip you had?
I got
mad
it right
of John?
Here.
Yeah.
Lennon
was a
special guy, a special genius in the true sense of the word.
Yeah, I bet that's what...
Wait, listen to this, Doug.
Amazing. And we all miss John Lennon. He was a part of a life. His music was a big part of my life, and we miss John Lennon.
He was a part of a life.
Part of a life.
A part.
He was a part of a life.
Yeah,
well, thank you, sir. And
that's all you could say. He was a part of a life. Okay.
Coming up next, we have Ricky Lee Jones going to play some music. But now my interview with Donald Trump, who has a new book out now, My Time in the White House. So, sir, it's an honor to have you with us. You know, like.
But you're a big Carson guy now. Like, I love Carson. Would he do the same shit?
Yeah, well, you know what? What do you mean? Well, he'd have everybody
like,
on, yeah?
He'd bring a Boehner out?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was pretty conservative anyways, probably. Mm.
But I'm saying that's what Trump is doing now. That's why he's been quiet. He's furiously typing his – he's up with his typewriter and he's like –
All right. Listen, it's 11:30 already here on the West Coast. I want to implore you, next Sunday is Oscar special, the On Cinema Oscar special. It is – we have something like – I wanted to get a count from our high network mastermind, Justin Gaynor. I don't know if Justin listens to every office hour. I don't know if he's as much of an office hours head. He's got a job, too. He's got lots going on. But we're approaching 4,000 subscribers. I think we're at like 3,700 or something. So I'm hoping to get to 4,000 subscribers today. But if you can't afford it, buy a single ticket to the Oscar special, and maybe you can upgrade later. But I'm telling you, Matt, I'm telling you, Doug and Vic, I've told you, the work we're putting into this, it's nearly going to kill me. It's nearly going to kill me, but it's going to be worth it. You'll see me die live, just like Tiny Tim, die in front of an audience. But it's coming together. The text thread is just constant. We're just constantly locking things in, making sure it's going to be bigger than ever. And it's really the pressure's on because you guys are going to be paying for it. But you're going to love it. HighNetwork.tv, get your tickets now. I'm not going to let up. I'm sorry. I got to tell you, this is how it is these days, folks. We need your patronage. We need your support. It is not the free, the slow ride. The gravy train is over. It's time to pay for what you love. With that said, we transition now. And I know most of you. Matt, what is the percentage of people that just listen to the show and are patron members? It's got to be high.
Very high.
Very high. So I don't need to tell you. We're just going to keep the show rolling for the next hour, half hour, 45 minutes to an hour. Who knows? And we'll see you soon. Thank you to Dionne Warwick. Matt, you can find her on Twitter, Dionne Warwick. And she's got all kinds of incredible things going on. And Spirit of the Beehive! I'm telling you, I'm listening to new music. I was checking out Mac Miller and all sorts of stuff. I'm opening my mind to new kinds of music, and Spirit of the Beehive is pushing the limits. They're doing interesting shit. And they're from my hometown. Not really hometown, but a place I love dear to my heart is Philadelphia. God bless them. God bless everybody. I'll call you this weekend, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Vic.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Piggy, come on, Piggy.